like to talk about invitations. Think of invitations you've received in your lifetime. When we were little, we got invitations to play dates and birthday parties. And then we get invited to music recitals and graduations. And then we get invited to dances and proms. Anybody remember getting invited to the prom? Some of you? And then we get invited to attend certain schools, or we get invited to take a job. And then I would suggest that one of the most important invitations is to marriage, isn't it? To a life of being with someone. This afternoon, we will invite half of our children in First Communion to come to the altar to receive the body of Christ for the first time. And when you look at these invitations, they're all about relationships. Relationships with family, friends, neighbors, relatives, co-workers. Always about relationships. And in the gospel today, we hear Jesus call himself the shepherd who invites the sheep. He is the gate to a relationship, he tells us. He reminds us, I'm the shepherd of the sheep who hear my voice and follow me. Jesus is giving us an invitation to a way of life, an invitation to a life of love, an invitation to ways of peace, an invitation to have an attitude of compassion. Jesus says, listen to my voice. Embrace my teaching, follow my lead, internalize my words. And if you go to the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter is calling people to an invitation to change. He says, you have persecuted Christ, and they're feeling it in their heart. And he says, repent, change your ways, be baptized, seek forgiveness, receive the Holy Spirit. It's an invitation to relationship with Jesus Christ. And then you go back and look at the second reading from 1 Peter. He says, yes, following Jesus can be difficult. You may suffer, but be strong in faith. Strive to do good. Remember, Jesus sacrificed his life in love for us so that we could have a new relationship with him. So let's remember, each week when we come to this room, it's because we hear the call. We hear the call to a relationship with Jesus. So we walk through the door. We walk through the gate of invitation. We hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. We embrace the invitation to a life of love. And then what's next? Like all invitations, we RSVP. We respond if you please. We respond in prayer. We respond in sacrifice. We respond in thanksgiving. And we know when we respond, God responds in gratitude with love. He's grateful that we have responded in faith. Why? Because when we respond, it's about coming to the Word. It's about coming to the table. It's about being energized to love. It's about being invited to serve. It's about being invited to respond and to witness and to be inspired to witness Jesus to others. In a few moments, you'll hear about our Caritas committee and our Caritas collection for today. It always happens on the fifth Sunday. And unique to this year is it's the opportunity to volunteer to serve on the Caritas committee as much as it is about contributing to the Caritas collection. Two ways to respond in faith to the call of the shepherd, of embracing our responsibility to care for one another. So today we are thankful that we have heard the call, that we have repented from sin, that we have come to grow and to follow Jesus in faith. And we are thankful and grateful for the opportunity. Amen. Amen.